jar and a new green jug, some of the rainwater that collected in the ditch. The officials smiled at that, but they accepted it as life. Because the graciousness of the good and wise king had made a mark on all the courtiers.
Yeah, these people, they knew that. The stupid god is coming here with a jug of water and believes that this is a good gift for Caliph. They laughed at him, but they were quite kind and they accepted that nonsense. Why? Because they have the attitude of Caliph. They know that you're silly, but they will not reject you for that. They know that this is the best you could do. So they accept it in a way. Yes?
The disposition of kings settles in their subjects. The green sky makes the earth verdant. Regard the king as a reservoir with pipes in every direction, and water running from all like hoppers. When the water in all is from a pure reservoir, every single one gives sweet water, pleasant to taste. But if the water in the reservoir is brackish and dirty, every pipe brings the same to view. Because every pipe is connected to the reservoir, dive into the meaning of these words.
Means that, okay, I said something deep, really deep in the meaning of what I said. He said something. What was that? He said, whatever is in you depends on where you are connected to. If you're connected to the good source, the goodness will flow in you. If you're connected to the wrong source, that wrongness will come to you. We were talking about that jog. Remember what was that jog? He explained it. Do you remember? He said that jog is this enclosed body we have, and in it you will find the knowledge of our little senses, our limited senses. We are like a jog, okay? If you are just a jog, what will happen to your water? It will rot. He said the only way to keep this jug full of good water is to connect it to somewhere. If you're connected to something, there will be a flow, so you will have the habit and tendency of the source. So choose the source that you're going to be connected. And dig this. Because whenever we talk about knowledge, you look at the knowledge in you. Doesn't matter what's in you. It matters where you're connected to. What is the source of knowledge? From where you will receive that knowledge? Dig it carefully. Yes. And he will explain it in a very interesting way. And that's the conversation he dropped in the last paragraph. Yes?
How the imperial grace of the homeless spirit has produced effects on the whole body.
Means that, okay, look at your body. Your body could do a lot of different stuff. It depends on your soul. If you have a good spirit, your body will do the good stuff. If you have a bad spirit, you will do the wrong thing. Isn't it that whatever you do is influenced by your spirit? Okay, this intelligence, which is good and lovely and fantastic, it will control your body and your behavior so you do the good stuff, right? This is quite obvious. Let me tell you something else. There is this love, special one, which is restless. by itself. It will do something to your body. Suddenly, your physical existence will go crazy. You become drunk by the essence of love, so you will be transformed. Means your transformation doesn't start with your body and physical existence. Your physical existence is controlled by your spirit. If you change spiritually, your physical and real life will change accordingly. Yes?
How the grace of reason, which is of goodly nature, of goodly lineage, brings the entire body into discipline. How love, saucy, uncontrolled, and restless, throws the whole body into madness. The purity of the water of the sea that is like Katha, all its pebbles are pearls and gems. For whatever science the master is renowned, the souls of his pupils become endued with the same. With the master theologian, the quick and industrious pupil reads theology. With the master jurist, the pupil of jurisprudence reads jurisprudence. When he expounds it, not theology. Then the master who is a grammarian, the soul of his pupil becomes imbued by him with grammar. Again, the master who is absorbed in the way, because of him, the soul of his pupil is absorbed in the king. All of these various kinds of knowledge on the day of death, the equipment and provision for the road is the knowledge of poverty.
Wow. I wish you knew Persian. And these are our overture. This is an opening for the next paragraph, which is a story, an independent story, which you should remember, and you will, because the story is in a way that you cannot forget the story. But before going to the story, let me explain this. In different verses, he started to say, okay, let me talk about relationship. Something relates to something. Just like the intelligence. Intelligence is lovely. What would it do? It will influence your physical existence and you behave properly. So something over there, which is intelligence, will influence your body to do better. Right? Let's look at love. Love is restless. It will make you crazy and restless. Right? Let's talk about the teaching stuff. If you go and you go and become the student of a musician, what will happen? You will become a musician. His tendency will somehow leak in you and transform you. There are different kind of teachers. One is the teacher of grammar. And if you're following that teacher, you will become a grammarian. If your teacher is a nihilist, you will become a nihilist. So there are the different school of thought that you could learn from this, from that, from that, from that. Mainly we're talking about knowledge. And from all this knowledge, one is different. That's faqr. Remember faqr and fana, which are the last step, is it? The knowledge of not having is the key. Because at the end of the day, you're going to die, right? At the moment of death, what do you have? Nothing. The only thing that you will not lose is knowledge of power.